The United Nations top envoy to Afghanistan says he hopes national elections can be held by June as originally planned, but he cautions that rushing the process to meet the deadline would be a mistake. UN envoy Jean Arnault acknowledged that the registration of Afghan voters is encountering difficulties. The international agreement that established Afghanistan's transitional government in 2001 after the fall of the hardline Taliban regime calls for general elections to be held by this June. Mr. Arnault told reporters in Kabul that to help meet this deadline, Afghan authorities and the UN are planning to speed up the registration process with about 4,200 centers to be set up by May. So far, registration has been slow, with only 1 million of the estimated 10.5 million eligible voters signed up. But Mr. Arnault says forcing a vote in June to meet the deadline would be a mistake if it meant a large number of Afghans are not given a chance to take part in the vote.
We have to be very careful that while we register as broadly as possible, we don't do it in a messy way, that we would then pay at the time of election.
Registration has been delayed in part by an anti-government insurgency led by Taliban remnants and their allies. Mr. Arnault called on international troops helping to provide security in the country to stick to their commitment to create a safe environment for the elections. Some observers also fear that Afghanistan's scores of semi-independent local militias may try to manipulate the vote in the areas they control. Mr. Arnault says more action is needed to disarm the militias and encourage political freedom to keep the elections fair.
Much more has to happen so that people feel that these are credible elections and not just the ratification of those in power at local level.
Election organizers are also calling for greater efforts to sign up women voters. Roughly 25% of those registered so far are women, with female participation especially low in the relatively conservative south and east of the country. Michael Kitchen, VOA News, Islamabad.